The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And then to say a few words about the practice. I think it's probably fair to say that most of us, that it's not that easy to meditate. That we sit down with the idea of staying in the present moment, staying focused on the breath, staying focused on our steps as we walk. And then whatever our intention is, to stay present, be aware of what's going on, sometimes it can be hard because our mind gets involved in things and gets involved in thoughts or imaginations of things, or it gets involved or is kind of caught by its feelings, emotions, desires, aversions. And sometimes you can be aware of it and let go of it or step back from it and come back to the breath, but get pulled back easily again. Sometimes we can multitask, and so you can kind of be with the breath or the feet as you walk, but in the background there's just churning of some thought or concern or emotion, and you know, and it might be really kind of, you know, you're still caught and involved. So one of the really wonderful, I believe, wonderful little practice techniques that's taught in our tradition is that of mental noting or labeling. Some people don't like to do it. Some people have strong feelings about not wanting to do the mental noting. It's sometimes taught as a continuous practice to do. But what I want to emphasize today is the value, there's many values of the mental noting. And today I want to mention one, and that is when you find yourself entangled, caught up, with thoughts and concerns, and maybe you can let go momentarily, come back, or you can't even let go, just kind of churning along, that might be a really good time to use its intentional mental labeling, noting, labeling what's happening to you. So it could be as simple as saying thinking, or it could be, you know, thinking about the dinner menu, or, when you know, just sometimes it can be more than just a simple word, but you clearly identify what it is, and then without thinking about it too much, about exactly the right word, but you label it. And sometimes just it's very simple, it's like a simple acknowledgement of this is what I'm doing. And that simple acknowledgement sometimes helps you step back and you're not so entangled. But sometimes it's not so simple. Simple noting is not enough. And so part of what's opportunity with mental noting you can do is you can note in different ways, so it changes your perspective on what's happening. It helps you pull you back more. So, for example, you can note in your mind silently much more loudly than you normally would do it. You can kind of say it really loud and clear, like you're going to let the world know. You don't say it out loud, of course, but thinking, I'm really thinking, this is thinking. Wow, am I thinking? This is really thinking. You know, if you really fully acknowledge it, pretty soon, really loudly or energetically or vigorously, your energy of your mind is going into the noting and it's not flowing into that entanglement. And the acknowledgement becomes really big. And sometimes you get a different perspective. You know, it's like, this is ridiculous. You know, you're thinking about the same, you know, you're thinking about the same thing over and over again, and so you say it really loudly as if all your friends could hear. And then you realize, you know, this is really ridiculous or silly or not. Why am I caught up in dinner menu planning? Why am I reviewing what happened in the high school prom? You know, over and over, you know. And so sometimes, or you know, you can, if you say it really loud, and or sometimes a variation of mental noting is if you keep telling yourself the same thing, like maybe the common thread to how you're feeling. It's not necessarily a constant thought, but a constant thread underneath the how you're feeling is that you're completely inadequate as a human being. That's how you feel. That's kind of the belief system. So you say that really loud in your mind, repeatedly. I'm really inadequate. I mean, not in a subtle place where you believe the thoughts and they're influencing everything, but you do it like, you know, broadcast it throughout your mind. And sing it even. I'm really inadequate. Boy, am I ever inadequate. I'm the most inadequate person in the whole universe. And I really know. And, you know, try to get into it. And after a while, it's like, this is silly. And it helps loosen it up, the grab, the pull that that we have on these things. So it changes the perspective of it all. So if you kind of continue as business as usual and note, you know, in the same way as usual, you kind of stay in it. But you know, do something a little more dramatic in there, if you're stuck already. And then maybe it'll break, you know, kind of loosen you. And then you can go back to a more quiet, subtle way of maybe noting or not noting at all, just being present. Make some sense? Have fun with it. Sing your mental noting. You probably find your mood changes quickly. So enjoy your morning. And those of you who did sign up for your meetings with me, if you can be kind of...